This week on the podcast, Dream Jumping, Happy 80th Birthday, Mutts, Pele, Geeks, Apes, Dogs, and more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
It is Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thank you for checking out the podcast this week for new all-ages comics for the week of November 1st, 2017. Where's the year go? The music you hear in the background is from Herr Doctor. You have to kind of say it like Ronald Lacey and Raiders of the Lost Ark. Herr Doctor. It's Doctor with a K. Check out all of their synthwave music over at Free Music Archive. And we've really gotten into this kind of genre of music lately, just partially due to Stranger Things, and we're also kind of a kid of the 80s. So we dig music like this, and it's really fun to listen to. I encourage you to check it out. First up is the sequel. Sequel sounds like a bad word, especially in some of the bad sequels, books or movies that are released. Let's call this the second book in the Dream Jumper series. The first book came out last year, and it was one of our favorite graphic novels of last year. And Dream Jumper, it's got a kid-friendly Nightmare on Elm Street twist. You're talking a boy who realizes that he can jump into other people's dreams, but his friends start to sleep too much and they fall into this deep, almost weird, trance-like sleep, and factor in that there's also an entity, an evil being, as it were, that lives in these dreams that's trying to take this kid's abilities for itself. Great premise. And the graphic novel, if you haven't seen it, is really worth checking out, either at your local library or just pick it up at the local bookstore. If you go to any elementary school library, it's going to be there. If you go to any of the Scholastic book sales, it's there. And the second book in this series is out this week. It's Curse of the Harvester. Now, this is book number 2 in Dream Jumper. This has already been optioned for a big old fat movie by J.J. Abrams. So get ahead of the curve. And it really is a great book. And you say, well, it's been optioned for a movie, so it must be good. And that's kind of the default logic sometimes, but oftentimes it's not. Sometimes it's not. In this case, this book is fabulous. And you hope that the movie is as good as the graphic novel. And book number 2, Curse of the Harvester, in the Dream Jumper series is out this week. And this is kind of an aside. This is written by an actor, Greg Grunberg. And you'd recognize this guy's face if you saw him. You're familiar with his work from Heroes, through any number of things. He's also done a whole lot of things. Check out his IMDb page. Oh my goodness, he's been in The Flash, Heroes Reborn, Criminal Minds. It's like a who's who in television and great movies. But you put that as an aside, you say, oh great, an actor writing a graphic novel. Yay, it's good because we know the name. In this case, when I read the book last year, whenever the first Dream Jumper, I don't really watch a lot of cash TV like that. So I didn't know who this guy was. And the graphic novel blew me away. Come to find out, oh, he's also an actor. Fancy that. The graphic novel's fabulous. Kind of reminds me of a story I heard on the radio one time. They were interviewing this young girl, and she was like, I love that actor, Jon Bon Jovi. He's such a fabulous actor. And it was right after Young Guns 2, where Jon Bon Jovi had some bits in that. And the host said, you know, he's also a rock star. He sings. He's in a band, yeah? And the girl said, really? I didn't know he was in a band. So it's kind of like that. Great graphic novel, though. Curse of the Harvester. Who's it going to be good for? Grades 1 and up. So that leaves you a lot of wiggle room, and it's fabulous. Our current second grader liked the first Dream Jumper when he was in first grade. It was a little ahead of him reading-wise, but he's a high reader. So if you're a high reader in first grade, jump on it. Otherwise, second grade and up. Dream Jumper. Curse of the Harvester. It's out this week, and it's as good as it gets in graphic novels. Happy 80th birthday to Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. That's right. Isn't that crazy? To celebrate this really milestone achievement for Walt Disney, Joe Books has a special one-shot comic book, Disney Snow White 80th Anniversary One-Shot. This celebrates the 80th anniversary of Walt Disney's first animated feature. What? And it retells the story in 48 pages of comics that are drawn by some of the Disney master artists. So this is going to be great for the Disney files out there, or folks who just like classic cinema. 80th anniversary? Yep. Snow White celebrates it in comic book form with Joe Books in a comic book retelling of the classic story. This book dovetails nicely into that, actually. This is not a comic book. This is a proper young reader illustrated book called Pocket Full of Colors. It's about Mary Blair. She was a Disney artist back in the early days of Disney. And it's a book from Amy Guglielmo, Jacqueline Torville. And the illustrations in this are one of the reasons why the book is really so fabulous. It's from Brigitte Barriger, the illustrations. And it's really, it takes its cue directly from the title, Pocket Full of Colors. So many colors in this. And it also tells a great story because Mary Blair was one of the first women that Walt Disney hired when Walt Disney first started Walt Disney Studios. So this was back, just back after the war. I sound like an old-timer back then. Back after the war, they wouldn't do that. But this is a great book. Who's going to like this? It's a good night book. So if you're reading good night books to your children who are maybe any age, two and up, you can read it to them. I'll say kids in second grade and up can read this on their own, and they're going to love reading about this, partially because they know the brand name Walt Disney. Yeah, they do. But they don't know a lot of the backstory behind some of the creators. And Mary is the one who really put a lot of infusion of bright colors and all these crazy things, these crazy colors that weren't typical back in the day. And she was hired specifically to do the colors for one ride that proves that it's a small world after all. But prior to working on that ride, she also did some illustrations for him. She was a freelancer, a great entrepreneur, and it's a fabulous book. I encourage you to check it out. One of the authors who is really a go-to for us, and he has been for the past 15 years, is Patrick McDonald. Patrick is the author, the creator of Mutts, and the treasuries that he puts out. It really just has a way of just touching your soul, doesn't it? Partially because it's the illustrations, you don't need words. They're so timeless, effortless, and humane, for lack of a better term. Which is ironic because he's a big supporter of many humane organizations, as you might suspect if you've read Mutts. This week has hashtag Love Mutts. It's a new Mutts treasury out to this week. What's to say? This is a timeless comic strip that is one of those things that kids and adults will love to read. And hashtag Love Mutts should be no exception. It is out this week, and it's from Patrick McDonald. For the teen readers this week, and I'll say tween to teen readers, or if you're the parent of a tween or teen reader and you're looking for a good gift for the holidays coming up, check out this. Your friends at DC are putting out DC Greatest Hits. This is a trade paperback box set, packed as much as a box set can get, of 1, 2, 3, 4 really thick graphic novels. It includes Batman vs. Superman, The Greatest Battles, Harley Quinn's Greatest Hits, Wonder Woman, Her Greatest Battles, and Justice League, Their Greatest Triumphs. Now, this is kind of it's a compilation, as you can see, because it has some battles and stuff, and again, the Batman vs. Superman thing, I'm not going to bemoan the movie. I just want to say, why would superheroes fight? This is one thing that always bugs me, and whenever you hear the DC vs. Marvel stuff, that's one reason why I tend to fall on Camp Marvel, is because they don't really fight past that first Avengers movie. That's an aside. We're in the written world now, aren't we? So get over it, you fanboy. There you are. I speak to myself there. This is for the fans. It's just under $40. So it's not cheap, but you get a lot of printed material for this, and it's going to be a great reading compendium for teen or tween readers that like superheroes. And you're out there, and Frank Miller is involved in this, and his work is legendary for you moms and dads. Good Heroes and Villains, DC Superhero Hits from DC Comics, out this week. Girls do not read comic books. No, I say that just because kind of bait. Yes, they do. They really do. But sometimes it's a little harder for girls to find comic books that click with them that aren't the stereotypical girl comics that girls don't want to read because they're stereotypical. And I understand that. One of the comics that those readers, those parents, or those young girl readers want to check out is this one. It's Miraculous, Miraculous Adventures. And there are two Miraculous comic books out there. This one, Miraculous Adventures, it's all brand new stories that are written and drawn for the all-age audience. The other Miraculous series is also for a very young audience. It's just kind of taken directly from the cartoon. Miraculous Adventures, issue number 4, it's out this week. And this is the third part in an ongoing story that they have. However, you're talking Miraculous, so there aren't going to be too many major plot twists to where you jump in here and you'll be too confused, because the kids who like Miraculous, they're going to know the characters. And they'll say, oh, it's part 3? Awesome! I'll start reading about Ladybug and Cat Noir going to New York. It's going to be awesome! Then they'll say, where's part 2 and part 1? This is going to be great for kids aged 4 and up. 4-year-olds, you'll obviously have to read it to them. But those 5-year-old kids, they'll be able to take out some of the sight words, and by the time they're 6, they should be able to thumb through this and read it on their own. And best up, it's for all ages. It really is. It's one of those great comics that has just enough action and just enough wit and humor to bring in any reader who's looking for anything. It is going to appeal more to girls than boys, but some boys will dig it too. It's Miraculous Adventures, number 4, Pele. Who's a Pele? He's like Ronaldo, except much more legendary. That's the extent of my soccer knowledge. When I was a kid, Pele was soccer. And now Pele is the subject of a new graphic novel from First Second Books. And it tracks Pele's childhood, his love of the sport, and his eventual domination of the sport. And it's what little I've read from this graphic novel is fascinating. Just how dirt poor he grew up. He didn't have a soccer ball when he grew up. He played soccer with a big ball of paper. And that sounds like some kind of hyperbole that you make up, but it's not, it's true. He played with a big ball of paper. He was too poor for a real soccer ball, so it was newspaper, tied together with string. That's how he learned. And then eventually he got really, really good at it. Really, he was the king of the sport. Pele, the king of soccer. If you like sports, check out this graphic novel. If you like Pele, of course you'll check it out. And if you just want a good quality graphic novel that could askew what you think the genre is, check out this graphic novel. It's Pele, the King of Soccer, from First Second Books. And side note on for First Second, they really put out great product. So you can almost pick up any First Second book, and if it's in the genre that you like, you will dig it. There are 3 games out for the Monopoly files in all of us. And all of us, it depends on who you are in this one. There is Monopoly, The Golden Girls. The Golden Girls edition of Monopoly offers fans of the Emmy award-winning show a unique gameplay experience as they buy, sell, and trade iconic locations from the show while enjoying one of America's all-time classic board games. It's The Golden Girls, isn't it? But there's also a Disney Monopoly out this week that allows you to purchase key things in Disney history. Disney properties, Disney movies, things like that. Hint, if you're playing the Disney version of Monopoly, don't buy Rocketeer or Dick Tracy, because you'll lose money. Don't do that. There's also a classic Planet of the Apes Monopoly out this week. That one's more for the fans. All of these are going to retail just around $40, and especially for the Planet of the Apes one, since you're talking, it's the movie, the old school movie. Dr. Zaius is looking old school, so that's for you guys. It's not for the new Planet of the Apes fans. Dogman. Who is down with Dogman? I'll tell you who's down with Dogman. If you have a kid who is in elementary school, they are down with Dogman. They know Dogman. They love Dogman. Before Dogman, they loved Captain Underpants. And they're all from the same creator. They're from his loins. I'll use another underpants metaphor. Dave Pilkey, his latest creation, has a new box set out. It's Dogman, the Epic Collection. This collects the first 3 books from Dogman in one box set. When he was 5. Our oldest was 5 when the first Dog Man came out. No, he was 6, rather. He was 6. And he loved it. Laughed. Could read them all by himself and laughed. As he got older, he laughed himself silly for the second book, which kind of surprised me because I thought they would be too juvenile, but they're not. He just loves the characters. Plus, as a young reader, to you parents out there, this is kind of a general observation if you have a kid who's not reading yet. When a child can read a book by themselves without any assistance from you, enjoy it and laugh, I mean earnestly laugh out loud, and not need any help from mom or dad, that's a huge ego boost, and it really boosts their confidence in reading. So that's where Dog Man really fills the void. Plus, kids love it. They really do. And this box set costs just under $30. Break it out for 3 books. It's, 10 bucks a book? Yep. Good news, if you buy it through some of the links, it's even cheaper. So then it's like $8.50 a book, $8. But it's a great gift for anybody during this holiday season. Dog Man Epic Collection Box Set. Adventure Time is ending its television run next year. Did you know that? It actually got canceled. And it's so odd. How could the number one show on Cartoon Network get canceled? It's one of those weird things that is a fascinating, fascinating article if you're interested in television or Adventure Time or want to know the scoop behind this. Just do a quick little search for, is Adventure Time canceled? And one of the first articles that will pop up is something on IndieWire. And this is more for the adults or the teens who can read this article. But it details a bit about Adventure Time, the creators, and Cartoon Network. It's a fabulous online read. Issue number 70 of the comic book, it's out this week. This is from Boom Studios. And I say this because even when the show ends next year, I don't think this comic book is going to end because it is still really popular and it has different creators in it. So some of the turmoil that was discussed behind the show, it's not crossing over to the comic book, and it's still incredibly funny and great for all ages. It's the start of a new miniseries, issue number 70 is. So if you're skeptical about jumping in when there's an ongoing series or an ongoing story and you don't get lost, jump in here, because it's issue number 1 of 4 with issue number 70. It's Adventure Time, it's from Boom Studios, and kids who are in elementary school are going to get it the most. Upper elementary will really get it, but younger elementary will look at it and be okay with it, but it may be a little too weird for them. It might be. Your kid may love it. They may already be watching this and reading this. But I think that's what it is. Like, for example, our kid, he gets it now because he's in second grade. When he was in kindergarten, the content was okay for him, but he didn't get the humor in it. Now he gets everything and he laughs at it.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.